Welcome to the Want to Learn Show. I'm your host, Francis Tapon. In this episode, I have Michael Zervos, who is running the Project Cosmos, which is going to every country in the world as fast as possible in about a year and a half. He's trying to set a Guinness World Record, and he's doing everything he can to do it. When I interviewed him, he's about 10% done. Now, as I release this episode, he's about 20% done. He's just trying to get some of the toughest countries out of the way first, and of course, those countries are mostly in Africa. Since I last talked to him, he knocked off Libya, Gambia, Guinea-Bissau, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Mali, Burkina Faso, Niger, and Morocco. Right now, he's in the Republic of Congo, and he's going to the Democratic Republic of Congo is next, and then to Angola. By the time this weekend, I'm hoping that he should be somewhere in Angola, and then he'll have about 2 weeks in Southern Africa where things are relatively easy. Enjoy this episode where I introduce him, and I'll be following him throughout his journey, so he'll be back on the episode every now and then.
What is Project Cosmos all about? It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. I guess crazy to some. I don't know if it's crazy to you. So Project Cosmos is my journey to every country in the world faster than anybody in history. But coupled with that, I am collecting stories about happiness in every country I'm going to. I'm asking one question to everybody I meet. If they're native there, I ask, what is the happiest moment of your life?
Interesting. Okay, we'll get into all this stuff, but the first thing that everybody pops in your mind is like, why? Why are you doing this?
Yes. The why comes from, well, I mean, an easy answer is that I love to travel. I love thrills. I love a challenge. But I think it comes from a more personal experience during the pandemic. Even before the pandemic, I had horrible depression for 7 or 8 years, kind of veering off course of my, I'm in the film industry. So I kind of—
Documentaries or?
Feature films, okay. Yeah. But I kind of veered off into the commercial world, and it was really dissatisfying to me. I hated it after a while. It makes you money, but it just wasn't making me happy. And during the pandemic, you kind of sit on your hands because you're just not able to, nobody's making movies, nobody's directing commercials. You're just sitting there thinking, what am I doing? It's like somebody robbed you of your voice. This is your identity, right? People say, oh, that's Michael, the director. Right. And you realize, well, is that all I am? Is that all I can do? And I wanted to be more than that. I realized I am more than that. I'm Michael. I can do many things. And I wanted to tell stories in a different way. So my desire after I got out of the pandemic and out of the depression was I wanted to help other people with their happiness too. And I wanted to explore happiness in other countries to show that people could have happiness wherever they go, whomever they are, because it's all over the world.
Right. And one of the things I love about the movie Life is Beautiful is that it's kind of one of the big messages. You can be in a Nazi concentration camp and somehow find a way to be happy. And if you remember that movie, I don't know if you ever saw
it. I do remember. Yeah, I remember it.
And to me, it's a very profound message. You know, like if somebody can figure that out, you can, there's really, it's all in your head. And there's a lot of that that's in your head.
Yeah, it's so much of it is perception. And I start to see that more and more as I travel to countries that have nothing. And people still find ways to give. People find generosity from nothing. And they also have smiles on their face. And they will welcome you into your home. They're joking. They're smiling. They're laughing. And somehow they live happier lives than people with everything in the world.
Right. It's a paradox.
Yeah.
Now, you were unhappy at the very beginning of your journey when you took your very first country, leaving Detroit, your hometown, and you went right into the heart of the lion, Moscow, Russia, because of the hard thing to get a visa, and you wanted to get that one over with. Yeah. And tell us about how you got detained there.
I'm sure a lot of people know that the relationship with the U.S. and Russia is not so good right now. So getting a visa that was his own story, which was probably the weirdest and wildest visa I've had to get to date. But putting that aside, once I actually got to Russia, I presented my, got off the plane, you go through like little bits of security and you finally presented with the typical border security. And I realized there's a bunch of people that are sitting there waylaid, waiting to get in. And I realized that they're all waiting to get through security because Russia said you couldn't get in. And they were people from Ukraine, there were people from Western Europe, there were people from all over the place. They were just sitting there for hours and hours. And I was just about to do that same thing. I went into the line. I know very little Russian, but the woman, like a very stern Russian woman, she looked at the passport and she looked at her friend. She's like, Amerikansky. And that was all. I'm just like, oh,
Amerikansky.
Yeah, Amerikansky. That's, you don't want to hear that.
We're going to pick up that story for 1 second. Hold on.